Hello again, and welcome to Radio Free HPC. This is where we talk about supercomputing, high-performance computing, and other technology topics. I'm your Toastmaster, Rich Bruckner from Inside HPC, with my co-hosts, Dan Olds from Gabriel Consulting, and Henry Newman from Instrumental. Now let's get to the show.
Hi. Welcome to a special edition of Radio Free HPC. I'm Dan Olds, accompanied by Henry Newman and Rich Bruckner. It's the summertime edition.
Summertime.
We're out here in the sun and the fun in, well, quite Beaverton, or still Beaverton, or Hillsboro?
No, this is Hillsboro, Oregon.
Hillsboro, Oregon, McMenamins. Henry's out here on a business trip. Say hi, Henry.
Hi, Henry.
Good job. Out here to see one of our many tech vendors. And we figured we'd get together in person and record the webcast.
It's good to see you guys in person for a change.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. It is.
Well, you picked an opportune day to come, Henry.
Spectacular. Not a cloud in the sky.
Yes. Yes.
About 78 degrees.
Yeah. No humidity.
Low humidity.
Yeah. But a big day. A big day for Intel technology news. The introduction of something called 3D XPoint non-volatile memory.
And we've talked about non-volatile memory for a long time over the years. Yeah. We've had Radio Free HPC, and it's finally hit the market, and it's finally available.
Like, do anybody who's watched this show before remembers the phrase, where the hell are my memristors?
Well,
promised for every 18 months for the last 10 years. Yeah. But anyway, it looks like it's here.
Well, we're still waiting for the memristors, but in the meantime, Micron and Intel have partnered on this technology, which is, like as we said, it's a non-volatile memory, 1,000 times faster than NAND.
And byte addressable, which is critical to really use in a memory stack.
Yeah, so this is key. So, you know, what Intel's doing is fleshing out more details about their scalable system framework. Mm-hmm. Here, they had this layer of non-volatile memory, and there's all kinds of speculation what that might be, but it sounds like this is going to be the...
Well, it's fast, but let's keep it in perspective. It's also 100 times slower than DRAM.
Right, but yeah, but density.
But still, 1,000 times faster than, and density is what, 10x DRAM density?
I think that's
is
what,
that right?
Yeah, I think that's what we talked about earlier.
Yeah.
And but the issue, you know, one of the things, it'd be nice, you know, I read the press release a couple times, still don't know what the material science around it is. It'd be interesting to know, but.
Note to vendors, tell us a little bit about what it's made of.
Yeah, but, I mean, it's finally here, and it's going to change. There's going to be a lot of changes that are going to be required to do this using the memory stack. Because now you have, you know, L1 cache, L2 cache, L3 cache, DRAM, and now this. And how do you allocate it? How do you deallocate it? I think
is
we
it
talked
storage or is it memory?
Yeah, I think we talked about this, you know, and who's going to build boards you can put DIMM slots in.
Right.
But I think we talked about this about a little over a year ago. Mm-hmm. There was a presentation IEEE Master where I talked about where there was the beginnings of inputting this into the Linux kernel and how to allocate and deallocate the memory. You don't want someone who's not a low priority user to come and take all this memory up since it's non-volatile.
How big can it get?
And the other thing is, think about how fast you can boot the kernel now.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Ooh. Yes.
Well, you know, and a big thing with this also is energy efficiency, right? Because these big clusters have a lot of DRAM in them. And that sucks up a lot of energy because you got to continually refresh that with electricity. This non-volatile memory, once that's in there, that information's locked. You don't have to spend that energy.
Right, and there, you know, there'll be now a time where people are looking at their applications. How much is this memory page used? Should it really be in the non-volatile area, or this area? These pages are highly utilized. We need to keep them in DRAM. Because, you know, they're bigger than the caches. These pages aren't utilized, but we still need them. It's going to be very interesting. But this brings up the issue is...
This is going to demand an entirely new motherboard.
Yes.
Well, certainly.
Certainly, and a new kernel.
Yeah.
And I'm sure people have been working on it. But it begs the question is, given what we heard, what was it, a week or two ago about Micron being bought by Chinese company, how's this all going to play out? And to me, given this announcement and given what's happening with Micron, I just don't see that we should allow this to happen.
Micron looked like a bargain. I mean, for anybody that follows the stock, and I don't a lot, but in the news reports, they've dropped by close to 50% over the past several months. And so they looked like a bargain. But that that offer at $24.3 billion just doesn't get it done. I mean, they've got book value of equipment, plant, and all that estimated around $27 billion. And I don't see them selling to a discount of their property, plant, and equipment.
Well, their board of directors voted for it, Dan.
They voted in favor of it?
Well, they voted to accept the offer and put to the stockholders. I mean, you wouldn't...
Yeah, not this, not, this is not something that's going to get through the stockholders. I mean, the board of directors has to. It's a fiduciary duty. They have to put any bona fide offer to the stockholders, but this is way too cheap, I think, particularly in light of today's announcement.
Well, whatever the price, it doesn't seem likely to me that the regulatory federal government will want this to happen, and they'll stick their foot in it and put a stop to it, I would guess.
That's my hope. Yeah. This is not good for you know, the West. Forget just the U.S. It's not good for the West to have this, the first and only technology of its kind that's made it to the market. Yeah. And we've been talking about this for years. You've been talking about memristor.
As in, where the hell are my memristors?
And you're still waiting.
And you're still waiting. And yep. I just don't see where this is good for the free market world.
When is this supposed to be out?
They said that this is happening now. It's not slideware.
Okay. Right?
They have parts. I think they said that by the end of the year they'll have things to show, demos, things like that. Right.
Okay.
So it sounds real. It doesn't sound like the memristor slides that we've been seeing. For
18 months away.
Yeah. You know what?
Months away.
You know the
which, by the way, HP took that out of their machine.
They finally bailed
the machine,
on that.
but stuff. But, you know, and they wouldn't be making this announcement given all the hype with other non-volatile technologies if it wasn't real, in my opinion. I mean, This has got to be very close to real, and people, they need to announce it so people can start building motherboards like you talked about and think other interfaces.
And I remember, I think you were in this at GTC, Rich, the mm-hmm. IBM Coral presentation.
Yes.
They had a big part of that machine that they were talking about was the non-volatile memory. And I remember, didn't you and I say, huh, who the hell is supplying that and where is it?
Well,
and
but
maybe this is that piece.
But the real issue with the non-volatile memory is you've got to announce it so it's not NDA, so yes. Kernel developers can be building things. Yes. Other people can be building things. So it's more than, you know, you can't keep it NDA if you want an ecosystem around it.
Yeah.
And I think that's, in my mind, that's why it was announced now.
And, you know, I should mention that this isn't just for HPC. They were talking about this in terms of PCs and gaming technology.
Database index tables,
Enterprise,
Hadoop,
yeah.
I mean, any MapReduce algorithm. I mean, there's just a lot of things that...
Oh, anything that's performance-oriented in the enterprise, real-time, near real-time,
yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Facebook's
yeah.
graphs.
Yeah, graph
yeah.
search.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sure.
So... potentially, we could be looking at this as something that's as ubiquitous as DRAM today. Or
well,
damn, I bought a PC this week waiting for Windows 10. I probably should put it off.
You know, Best Buy, if you got your receipt. You
no, I don't have it. No, it wasn't Best Buy. I have my PCs built to my specification.
Go gotcha. Ask your Best Buy guy if he's going to give you an upgrade to the non-volatile memory.
I don't talk to Best Buy.
Okay.
I bought it, build my own. I just said that. You don't pay attention to what I say generally.
I did, but I want to get the Best Buy jab in there.
Okay.
Yeah.
Best Buy is one of my local Minnesota companies. Please do not.
Custom.
Yeah.
Geek Squad?
Custom
build.
No.
Okay. Just the local computer store down the street. I don't have time to put it all together, but I picked the parts in myself.
Nice. Well, good. So you have a... how big a system did you get?
And you know what? Let's get back to non-volatile
you
memory.
You bought something weak, didn't you?
Yeah.
You Celeron? Celeron.
Adam.
That's it.
Adam.
Hey,
Adam.
Celeron
that.
Deal. Got a deal.
With a modem.
You know,
dial-up.
Who needs all that cash?
Who needs all that memory and stuff?
Don't need it.
Integrated graphics. Right.
So back to the topic at hand.
Yeah.
Your weak taste in personal technology?
The issue...
Or the Micron thing. The Micron thing.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's going to be interesting over the next 6 months what's going to happen, both with the technology and with the approvals by the CFIUS committee.
I'm going to bet that the shareholders will reject the buyout. Now, Tsinghua may up the ante and bump it up, but they're going to have to bump it up by probably 20-30%, which makes it quite a bit richer. Now, if it gets past that point, that's when I think the regulatory steps take place.
Well, you know what? The regulatory steps are in process, because if this is the only non-volatile memory in the world, there are multiple DRAM players. Right now, it sounds like there's only one non-volatile player. I think you answered your own question.
Yeah, I agree. I don't think it's going to happen for a variety of reasons.
That's my question. Will this technology be available to somebody like AMD or Open Power to use in components in their systems?
Well, you said for Coral it was in Coral.
Well, they didn't specify what non-volatile memory. They just said non-volatile.
You know what?
I
would say, just like other technologies that are associated with computer systems, was PCI bus, other things, you know, to get it out there and dominate the market, you're going to sell it to everybody.
You're going to license it to everybody and their dog, and that's what's going to make the ecosystem grow.
Correct.
Yeah.
And if you just keep it on one system, I mean,
then it becomes the Sony memory stick.
Right. Cell phones. I mean.
Yeah.
So that's why you don't see a lot of Sony memory sticks around.
I remember that.
Yeah.
You don't see a lot
of Sony. I
remember
avoiding every device that used it like the plague.
Yeah.
So one other note of interest, Dan and I actually agreed today.
We did.
You did.
Yeah.
That happens.
That has happened.
I don't know if that shows up on the soundtrack, but every once in a while these huge walnuts are plummeting down from these trees, and one of them hit the table near Henry, and it shook the entire table. There it is.
Look at the size of that.
Yeah.
About as hard as my head, according to my wife.
The one that hit was actually a little bigger.
Yeah.
But
good Oregon walnuts.
That'll do something.
Yeah.
So on that note, as we dodge and duck from these things,
I'm getting my bike helmet on.
That's a good move. Is that about it, guys?
Yeah.
That's it.
I think that's what we're
Okay, we're going to order dinner now, and appreciate you watching, and tune in for the next episode of Radio Free HPC.
That's it for this edition of Radio Free HPC. Thank you for listening, and be sure to check back often for new episodes. Also, check out our website for more content, links, and a place for you to let us know what you think about the show. We're at RadioFreeHPC.com. Thanks again. We'll be back with another exciting episode real soon.